USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Finally, something that President Trump and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi can agree to. That's impeaching the president. Pelosi said on Capitol Hill that she believes impeachment is divisive and that Congress should not go down that path. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox News giving Pelosi some credit.
The president's done an incredible job in his first 2 years in office. The country is better than it's been in decades, and we're actually making progress on a number of fronts. I think it's time for other Democrats in Nancy Pelosi's party to get on board, start doing what they were elected to do.
The Department of Justice is charging more than 40 people in a nationwide college admissions cheating scandal that involves paying up to $6 million for folks to place their children into elite universities. A few of the schools involved in the scandal include Texas, USC, and Georgetown. And regarding the bribes, we're hearing some parents paid $500,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive its discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden gave his strongest hints that he's running for president at a firefighters conference in Washington, D.C. today. Biden's comments after some in the crowd were saying, run, Joe, run.
Be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for.
Honda is recalling over 1 million Honda and Acura models in the U.S. because of defective airbags. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Millions of vehicles around the world have already been recalled because of the defective Takata airbags, including 13 million Honda and Acura models alone. The vehicles in this latest recall, though, were previously repaired for airbag issues, but the problem is the replacement parts have been found to be potentially faulty themselves. That after one exploded and injured the driver of a Honda Odyssey. The complete list of models being recalled is online at HondaNews.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Anxiety is rising for America's youth, but at a faster rate among girls than boys. That's according to psychologist Lisa Damore. She has a new book out titled Under Pressure, Confronting the Epidemic of Stress and Anxiety in Girls. And I had a chance to sit down and chat with Dr. Damore, and one of the things I asked her was about the stigma regarding anxiety.
It's almost like it's not so much stigma. It's more sort of the sense of it being always bad, I think, is probably what has changed. That when I was in my training, more than 2 decades ago, what we understood, and actually what psychologists still understand, is that anxiety is a normal and healthy function. It sort of alerts us when something's not right. You know, if we're driving and there's a car swerving near us, we get anxious, and we should, because it makes us pay attention and adjust. There are times when anxiety grows out of control, and, you know, it's sort of an alarm system that is going off all the time as opposed to when it's supposed to. But what seems to have changed more than anything is that when I hear people talking about anxiety, they talk about it as though it's always a sign that something's not working properly. You know, so-and-so, she suffers from anxiety. Well, everybody has anxiety. What we're interested in is whether the anxiety is useful, giving us a good sense that something's amiss and alerting us to make a change, or whether it is an alarm that's ringing all the time and doesn't make sense.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.